Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Enjoy the Spirit.
Praise the Lord. Is it good enough? Okay. All right. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God for all those who have spoken hitherto. It has been building up. We have a tradition in PGT that after the convention, for the next 1 year, all that we'll be talking about will be the theme of the convention. Last year was Warfare of the Kingdom. And interestingly, we did not finish until we entered into this. You will ask, what did we find to see? We found out that there was so much to see that 1 year was not enough to see it. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Well, if the Lord helps me, I may delve into that. Otherwise, I will delve into something else. But this night, I want to speak along an area that we often do not, we've not really paid attention to. Now, it's not as it were that I have done the whole analysis, that I have the whole answer. It's an ongoing discovery, as it were. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Okay, I think I need to pray, right? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Our Father, we thank you for this night. Our Father, we commit this session into your care in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you. I just appreciate you. Oh, Father, thank you. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you are the one who died and rose again. There is none like you. No one else could touch my life as you do. I could serve through all eternity long and find there is no one like you. There is none like you, Lord my God. There is none like you. No one else could touch my heart like you do. I could sail through all eternity long and find there is none like you. There is none beside you, oh Lord. No, as holy as the Lord, there is none beside you, oh Lord. No. We exalt you, Lord. We magnify your name. We worship, we worship you. We worship you. We exalt you, Lord. Father, we worship you tonight. I ask for the power of the Holy Spirit that will bring conviction,
The power of the Holy Spirit will bring stability. There will be a quickening in our hearts. Scriptures will come alive. What we have hitherto read will take a new meaning, because God is going to open the eyes of the blind in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Eternal Father, because we've worshipped together in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Wow. Media, what's going on? 1 Corinthians chapter 12 speaks about spiritual gifts. Amen. And in that chapter, Paul was speaking to the brethren and explaining to them the different manifestations of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Am I with you? Now, in beginning that chapter 12, he said, I was aware that these believers in Corinth, who were once pagans, we call them pagans, praise God. Are you with me? They were once pagans. They were conversant with the supernatural. Are you with me? They were what? Conversant with the supernatural. So the supernatural was not a new sphere of influence to them. They know about it. Now, I tell people who like to speak about the religion of our fathers, that Christianity is trying to colonize us. They used to colonize us. They did not use it to colonize us. Our fathers and their fathers were all pagans. It surprises me when I look at Americans. You know, Americans look at us and they don't even believe that God knows us. Hello? Americans don't believe God knows us. We talk about racism. You've heard about it before. Right? Americans don't think we were created. They don't even know how we came here. So when they call us third world, now they are saying that you don't belong to this world. Amen. It's a racist statement. Praise God. Even within the Americans, you will find out that even a black American still believes he's superior to you. You don't get me. They look at you and they cannot understand whether you are human. They can't understand. I went for a conference a few years ago, and we were only two black men in the place. Two. And I saw the black man, and I was, thank God, finally I've seen one black man like me. And I went to greet him. The guy just looked at me as if I wasn't even standing. And walked away. Just later I found out it was an American black man. He said, it's not your fault. They took your great-great-great-grandfather as slave. My own stayed here. We survived. Amen. Praise God. They forget that we were all pagans. There were two types of people on earth. The Jews and the Gentiles. Are you with me? The Jews and who? Gentiles. And one Gentile is not better than the other Gentile. For all have been concluded as having no hope. So what makes you better as a Gentile? You know, even in Yoruba land, you know we are racist. You don't know? When they ask, how many people died in the car accident? They say three persons and one outside man. Is that not racism? We are racist. It's inborn. And that is why you need to understand what Paul was writing in Ephesians. Say he has broken the middle wall of perdition that separated the Gentiles from the Jews. But even among the Gentiles, there are mountains of perdition that needs to be brought down. My senior brother I don't know which country he went to. I think it was South Africa. I don't know. And he attended a church that were predominantly white. And they entered the church and wanting to sit down. And people were getting up for them. And it did not occur to him. He just sat down and was doing service. The second Sunday he went. The third Sunday, the pastor called him and said, you must be a Nigerian. Because it's only Nigerian that does not respect white. That's the funny thing. We are very strange people, though. They will not let us rise. They will, because they know our capacity. If they let us become world power, so there's no way they will not sabotage us. Don't mind England that they said they want to sanction Nigeria. It's a lie. That's the politics. Don't let me enter politics. Amen. So what am I trying to bring across here? He said we are all Gentiles. I told you about Shango. Shango is a universal demon. He's not a local demon. He's a universal demon. He's a prince on his own side. Those are operations. Yemoja, Mami Wata. I was surprised to find out that even in Oyibo man no Ogun, Juju, they are not even our mates. You know, they're only sophisticated. They don't wear suits. Praise God. But they know this thing. A friend of mine, you remember Pastor Tom? Pastor Tom had a friend. They were both in UNIFEA, OAU, and he came around. He said his father was a water engineer, and he was an engineer in where they were building the Ashanti River in Ghana. Said they, after they finished the work, the following morning, the work has been destroyed. And they were rebuilt. Meanwhile, they were building, people were dying. People were falling to the water. People were losing their lives like no man's business. And that thing continued. Somebody, the water spirit will not, the water spirit in this Ashanti River will let you build this thing. You know what they did? They went to call Oyibo. They flew in those Oyibos. Those Oyibos landed, and came to where the bridge was and began to do rituals, invoking powers. When they finished that something, they lowered the cage into the river. And around 1 a.m., the thing shook. They just pulled that thing up. And what came out was a man-made spirit, man-made life. They called the former head of state. Is it Kofu? Not Kofu. This one that was popular, Nkrumah, came and saw it. Just packaged it and flew it out that night. That was how they were able to finish that bridge. You say you know your forefathers, no chance. How were they able to carry them as slaves? Yeah, they were so powerful. Because they both came with their own superior powers to disarm them. People, you don't know. So Paul said, you guys, you know about these spiritual powers. You know. But there is another one that is different. It's called this Holy Spirit. Down the ages, there has been confusion. Who is God? Who is the ultimate authority? God did that. All the stories of the Old Testament were testimonies of who God is. That he is not like the gods of your fathers. Praise the Lord. And the gods of the nations. Am I communicating? And today we are having that same confusion. Because many of you cannot recognize the Holy Ghost when he's operating and when he's not operating. As far as you are concerned, when something is supernatural, it must be the Holy Ghost. It's not necessarily true. Amen. And so I spoke about that this morning. You must learn discernment. You must learn to understand him. So Paul was writing to them. He said, I don't want you to be ignorant. Concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I will not have you ignorant. Many of us are ignorant. You've not spent enough time to study him. You've not spent enough time to understand him. Many of you, I hear you say, Holy Spirit, I bless you, Holy Spirit. I worship you, Holy Spirit. And the truth of it is that if you read everywhere about him, there's nowhere you will hear Holy Spirit take worship like that. He's always directed everything to Jesus. Because you don't understand. He understands that you don't understand. But for how long will you remain ignorant of who he is? Praise the Lord. Verse 2. It says this. It says, for ye know that you were Gentiles, carried away unto those dumb idols, even as you were led. You call them idols, but in reality, they are supernatural entities. They are not ordinary. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Now, he now went to verse 3. Look at what he said in verse 3. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed. Amen. I said amen. Amen. The Holy Ghost will never tackle Jesus. The Holy Ghost will never say anything contrary to Jesus. The Holy Ghost will never take a position that is anti-Jesus. Praise God. Now, let me explain what they call Antichrist. Antichrist is not somebody who opposes. When you say Antichrist spirit, it's not a person who resists you, who fights you. No, it's not. It's a person who takes the place of and pretends to be the person you think is you. Are you with me? You are looking for Jesus. So what the Antichrist spirit does, that he imposes himself and pretends he is Jesus and deceives you to believe. Do you understand me? So if you don't know the Holy Ghost well, you will assume that the Antichrist spirit is the one. And so you find out that from the days of the apostles, they were confronting the spirit of error. So it's just not today. When you now say there's a lot of proliferation of churches, so many ministers, this is how it's going to be till the end. Hallelujah. Am I communicating? I don't want to be ignorant. And this spirit will not call Jesus accursed. And no man can say that Jesus is Lord, but by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. For many of you, it is okay now. Oh, Jesus is Lord. Jesus. And it's a common sin amongst us. But in reality, you really can't say that and you mean it. Except there is a walking of the Holy Ghost on your inside. Praise the Lord. Now, he now went on, verse 4. Let's pay attention to verse 4. Now, he said there are what? Diversities of what? Gifts. But the same Spirit. He who filled you the day you were filled with the Holy Ghost came with what? Diversities of gifts. There have been arguments. People ask, what is your own gift? Me, it's prophecy. Who told you? Are you with me? Who told you? That you may have more faith in prophesying than others, but that does not mean that if the Holy Ghost chooses to use you, he can't use you. Amen. That's what I was trying to communicate to us yesterday. That you don't limit the manifestation of the Holy Ghost to tongue speaking alone. Amen. Listen to me. There are diversities. You will see it. And there are, but the same Spirit, verse 5. And he did not say diversity, Sheraton. He said there are what? You remember when you were in primary school? Differences. Like and dislike. Like, differences. There are differences. What's the meaning of differences? Differences mean what? Differences. It's different. So I'm looking for something that is not common between the two of you. I know both of you are men, but you are light in complexion. But if I go further, I will find that one of you is taller than the other by the way you are sitting. So that is a difference. Praise God. We are always looking for differences. So the Bible says, even with the Holy Ghost that has diversities of gifts, the Bible says, but there are also differences of what? Administration. Now, the person in charge of administration is who? The Lord. So within a gift module, are you with me? Let's assume all of them here can prophesy. They have Holy Ghost. They are baptized with the Holy Ghost. All of them have the Holy Ghost. But to administer the Holy Ghost, the gifts of the Holy Ghost in all of them, it is the Lord that decides how and who does what. I don't know whether you understand me. There is an administration. No administration. Somebody who puts things together. Somebody who arranges. Somebody who organizes. Praise God. So there are differences of what? Organizations. So they all have the Holy Spirit. But the person who is organizing them, will say, it is you that is prophesying tomorrow. You will keep quiet. You will keep quiet. You will just talk in tongues. No, he will administer it. That's what many of you think, that I only have prophecy. You do know that what is going on in your life is an administration by the Lord. Amen. I hope you are following me. Now look at it here. The next verse now says, and there are what? Verse 6. And there are diversities of operations. But it's the same God that doeth work, he worketh. There's a working that by God. Now, assuming by the administration of God, two of them will prophesy. Are you with me? The operation or the way they will now prophesy, the extent, the depth, the color, the flavor, and all that thing can we only be decided by God. So you may think that Brother Shea is more anointed. Are you with me? Than Brother Mololu. But not necessarily so, because it is the God who is working. And that's where we have a problem when we exalt ourselves above the other. Pay me, I prophesy more than you. I prophesy for 1 hour. You prophesy for 2 minutes. I mean, you should be now. Because we have no understanding that there is a working by Father that determines the level of the operation. Amen. Are you with me? And so he spoke about the different gifts. Now let us look at the gifts. It is categorized in three basic categories, right? We have the what? The utterance gifts. Then we have the revelation gifts. Then we have what? The power gifts. These are basic. Wagner believes that there are more gifts. That this basically, these are like the basics. I don't know who to follow. Praise God. But I will stick with Paul for tonight. Is that okay? Maybe there could be. I don't know. But maybe what Wagner saw were the differences and the administrations of those gifts that made him suspect maybe there are other different kinds of gifts. Because if you look at everything, they will still come under these 9 different headings. It's either it's going to be utterance, it's going to be revelational, or it's going to be power. Amen. But you remember that Paul said, covet. At the end of this, he said, covet earnestly. So again, you see that there is a place for your coveting. There's a place for your desire. So if you say, Lord, I desire to be a prophet, fine. Amen. Though the Holy Ghost, who is residing in you, has the 9, you will find that the way the administration and the operation will go will tend towards that area. Because whatever it is you ask, he will give. Are you with me? That does not mean that if the Lord has need at a particular time, he cannot deploy you. I don't know whether you understand what I'm trying to say. You may be working in power gifts, and suddenly the Lord has a need. You don't know that God has a need. Let me share with you a time when God had a need. Paul had just gotten, he had an encounter, and he was in the house, he was praying, fasting. And of all the brethren in Jerusalem, there was no one that Jesus could deploy to go and do the assignment. He found a man called who? Ananias. Said, Ananias, get up. I have an assignment for you. I said, Lord, this is a death sentence. You know this man. If I find out that he's not born again, I'm done. Do you follow me? They picked him because they had, they could trust him for that assignment. And he got there. If you look at it, you think it was easy. The man laid hands on Paul. The scale fell off his eyes. He was going to baptize him in the Holy Ghost and gave him all those prophesied and did everything and launched Paul. What gifts was he operating? After that, did you hear about him? The man didn't backslide. But heaven did not want us to bother ourselves with him again. Are you with me? They deployed him, they used him, and they moved on. But he also must have done other things. Maybe when we meet him in heaven, we will meet him in heaven, and we'll have time to discuss his exploits. Hallelujah. But you must have something to share too when you get there. That's the purpose of this meeting. You must have your own to share. Because you can't get there. They will ask you, did you leave? You must have your own too to share. Praise God. So there's what we call the word of wisdom. So another, the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. Verse 9. Well, no, I'm not teaching you all those basic things. That's not my emphasis this night. And all these things are there. Now, it's possible so that
A person desires the utterance gifts. Praise God. The utterance is basically the prophecy, those things. Amen. Interpretation of tongues. You know, preaching is part of the utterance gifts. I mean, to just stand up and preach and bring conviction. It's part of it. Now, I can be preaching and be a good preacher. I may not prophesy one day. I may not predict. People confuse prophecy with predicting. That's another. Those are the same flavor in the utterance gifts. Some people can be prophetic and they are speaking. Someone can come and bring the talk and say, you know, I just came and wanted to preach about something, but I want to talk about fornication. And they begin to speak about fornication. And there are people in the audience that have those issues. What do you think he was doing? That was a prophetic gift at work. But you will not come and say, oh, Lemro, no, Sendre, Neymar, there are 12 of you. 12. It's 13 now. I can't see 13. Ushaprapra, that prophet. So you must recognize that these things are there. Amen. You can walk up to an unbeliever and say, sir, I just want to talk to you. I want to talk about ancestral curse. And you begin to download his whole life without saying, thus saith the Lord. Have you experienced it? It has happened. It happens. The guy will look and say, do you know me? He said, I don't know you, but how do you know all this thing about me? Amen. Baba Kumi went for a program, and the lady that was, it was a television program, live transmission, and the lady interviewing him, Oyibo, was very skeptical. He doesn't like Christians. You understand? Say, how do you know somebody gets healed? And Baba just stopped and said, I just do this for them. I just do this. And I'm okay. Meanwhile, she had had back pain for years, and doctors could not cure it. As Baba tapped her, power went through him, went through her, and she was healed. She was the one that came back and said, who made Baba move his hand? Baba is deeper life, Shemo. He's not supposed to touch a woman. What do you think was going on? There was a, you know, there are diversities. You can't cage the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So let us open up to him. Let us trust God. But listen to me. The psalmist said, as the earth pants after the water brooks, so does my what? Pants. If you don't hunger and thirst for righteousness. If you don't hunger and thirst. You know, I said yesterday, one prayer we should keep on praying. Lord, the power of God. Power of God. Power of God. I need the power. I need the manifestation of the Spirit in my life. Promises are to be believed and appropriated. They don't jump on you. Because Jesus Christ says, this life shall follow them, does not mean you just walk and enter there and say, it's following. It doesn't work like that. Are you with me? There must be a fasting. There must be an engagement. Your heart must engage. Praise God. Do you understand? There must be a fasting. When you wake up, there must be a desire. There must be a panting for. There must be a longing for. Amen. We are so, the truth is that we are very complacent. I don't know how they raised us up. But you know this philosophy. And that's part of the knowledge that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. It's in you. What will be? Sarah, Sarah. I don't, but basically, even though you have never had Sarah, 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 you know that you are just like that. No, man. Many of us are Islamic Christians. No, Islamic Christians. I'm alone. That is a knowledge. And it's resisting the knowledge of God. It can't let the things that God wants to give to you come to you. 1 Corinthians 2. Let us look at what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2. Paul was writing in 1 Corinthians 2. You remember 1 Corinthians 2? Let us just jump back there. Hallelujah. This thing is off. I don't know why it's off. I have to turn my back. Father, thank you. Can we jump to verse 5? And let me try and see if I can pick up on verse 5. I'd love to pick on 6. No, okay, go to 6. I think I've gotten here yesterday.
He said, "Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect." The word perfect means those who are mature. Many of you think that perfection means sinlessness. But it's possible to come to a point where they find nothing in you. It's not that you are not capable of committing sin, but they've killed the capacity for you to commit it. Are you with me? And the only way that thing remains dead is that you have chosen to remain dead. It's a choice. Many of us need deliverance in that area. We need to learn how to die. Dying is a deliberate decision. That I will not give life to my human propensities, to my fallen nature. It's natural for us. Amen. For example, Okada man, I would have reacted before thinking. It's just my default position. But I have to come to a place where I have to die. That even when they jump on my car, I'm still saying, "God bless you." Hello? It's not that I can't get angry. I can get angry. You don't understand. Even God got angry. They didn't make him a sinner. He didn't make God a sinner. He said, "Be angry and sin not." He didn't say, "Don't be angry." There are two different things. See, you understand me. So we must come to that place where we can die. And it comes by you yielding to the Spirit. And the Spirit will say, "Don't do this." I say, "Okay, sir, because you said so, I will not do it." And grace is given to you. You know, I used to tell people, I said, grace is not unmerited favor. If you still have that thinking in your mind, discard it. Grace is a reward. You earn grace. Did you hear what I said? What do I say you do? You earn it. You must do something to gain grace. And what are you required to do? Humble yourself. God will not come and humble you. Say, "You humble yourself under the mighty, for he giveth to those who humble." So that's why I say it is end. The ending is not any other thing than you just make up your mind, "Humble and be, Lord, I need help." Then they give grace. Is that okay? It's not that you should go and give offering. Say, "Father, I want to give offering. Daddy, I want to give offering for grace." You don't give offering for grace. All they ask of you is what? Humility. So where was I? "So we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, not of the princes of this world that come to naught." Listen to me. What is driving these civilizations are wisdoms. Am I communicating? You were raised in wisdom. Ephesians chapter 2 says we were under the power of the prince of the air. And many believers are still under the control of that prince. That prince is governing us by wisdom. Hallelujah. Am I communicating? These princes, the deliverance, to get out of the cold of these ones is not by fasting and prayer. These ones, is a deliverance from wisdom. It's a casting down of imaginations. Praise the Lord. Am I communicating? You can't cast out these princes. You can't cast, they can't be cast out. "I cast you out." No. What cast them out is when men's commitment shifts. When their allegiances shift. Are you with me? Your allegiance. You see, in Ephesus, Paul had preached and the whole of Asia Minor had heard the gospel. Many people were already attending the school of Tyrannus. They were all believers. Amen. Am I communicating? But they were still themselves. Until one day, the seven sons of Sceva went to challenge a demon-possessed man. And I'm very sure in the whole of Asia, that particular guy was notorious because they know him. But he's not an ordinary demon. But he's an high-ranking demon that possessed that guy. So when the demon said, "Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. But who are you?" And jumped upon the seven and beat them
green, blue, yellow, and green, whichever one, and tore their clothes and chased them out. The bus the whole of Asia had. CNN carried it. And the Bible says people brought their magical books and arts and everything and brought it and had it destroyed. The Bible says things were worth millions. Listen to me. Praise the Lord. Did you see my wristwatch that I went to repair? Don't cut that part. Don't spoil my... Don't let the anointing spoil. Let me remove it. Ah, finally. You will not disturb me. I will do the work of God.
Amen. The battery has fallen down here. Praise God. Amen. They saw, please, I don't know how much time I have. Yeah, all of you are just looking at me like that. You are enjoying my message. Be enjoying me there. When I enter 8 o'clock, you will know. Where was I, Joe? The brethren, they were, many of them were coming to church. Many of them were attending service. They were attending the school of Tyrannus. Yet they were practicing magic at all. So it's not only Yoruba people that like and Benin people. Benin people are wonderful. There's no Benin man that does not have an idol in the corner of his house. It has been technically proven. All Benin men and women, after they've left church, they will go back and go and pay homage. When you talk to them, they say, you get power like Idahosa. Won't talk to us. The only person, only man of God Benin man respect is Idahosa. Praise God. They don't respect the rest of us. A friend of Reverend Mokoro came, and he said, said all the witch doctors in Benin are now born again. Wow! Please, can you put your hands together for my brother, my friend, and my registrar, Pastor Arifalu? You're welcome, sir. Thank you very much, sir. Ishigo, sir. Amen. Are you with me, church? Where was I? Hey, said all the witch doctors in Benin are born again. Ha. I said, how? I didn't hear that testimony. I said, they're born again. I said, how? Said, in their car, there's Bible in front. The one we used to hang, Blood of Jesus, there's Shokini Awu. All of them have started wearing suits and converted to church. So when they are doing church, they are doing their own. This is not fair. I've never started. It's not fair. I will come. Praise God. Am I communicating? So it's possible for you to come with your local everything and still be doing this. It took the power of God to break through that deception. When the power of God broke through, do you know what the Bible said? The people who worshiped Diana had a meeting. They had a meeting and found out and said that they have lost their trade. People have stopped following Diana. Amen. They were not buying anything that pertained to that. That shift in the whole of Asia affected the religious life. It affected the educational system. It affected the business world. It affected the cultural setup of Asia when the power broke through. What did Jesus say to his disciples when they came back? He said, we saw demons were subject to us in your name. He said, I saw Satan fall. What happened? The people shifted allegiance. All these powers are there today because people still have allegiance to them. How do you have allegiance to them? When you follow their wisdom, when you follow their paths, when you follow the way they think. They have set a thinking pattern that many of you have bought into without even realizing it. You want to marry, we have to fight you. He said, there's nothing wrong now. When my wife was coming home, they said it's our traditional house that she must cross water. Ah, cross with you? Don't let me hear that. Clear your thing now before I scatter it. Ah, it's our father. I said, don't try that with me. Because you guys don't know, I don't even know the family history that they're talking about. They just ensnare me. But you say, ah, it's my father, we must do it. You are an idiot spiritually. Yeah, Benny, you're an idiot.
Because you do not understand that you are subscribing
to a prince.
And as long as that your acceptance of that behavior is still valid in your mind,
you are holding those guys in power, and they are all there.
And no might of binding can bind them. The only solution is that we must dislodge the things in your mind, in your heart.
Amen.
So Paul came and said, renew your mind. Because that's the key to delivering the nations. Changing their allegiance. Let them change allegiance. But majority of the church still have allegiance to the gods of their fathers, to the cultures around them. When you look at some of them, they say, Pastor, I feel fine. Do you know what you are subscribing to? Do you know what is directing fashion? Do you know what is directing education? Do you know, when you talk to some doctors, thank God Pastor Rifalo is there. When you are telling doctors, look, let me tell you, Pastor Rifalo, sir, you are the one who told me that they discovered another system in the human body. They just discovered it. Praise God. They just discovered it. Nobody understands human anatomy. What God put together and called man, he alone is the only one that can explain. They don't know. That's why they can't clone man. Man cannot be cloned. They can clone anything. Because God said, let there be dog and dog bead. That's not right English. Don't write it your echo. I feel. It's spiritual English. So let there be lion and lion bead. Amen. But when he was going to make man, God came down and fashioned him. Only he knows why he did it and what is how those things interact. Only he cannot explain. And he's not explained because nobody has even gone to ask him. Praise God. I don't have any medical person in the house. Okay, if you're a medical person, there are things you should start asking. Okay, God, what did you put here? The appendix that they remove. You think God just put it there free of charge. There's this material. I don't know what to do with it. Let us just sit and plug it. No, that's the reason why it's there. But he has not told man why he put it there. They found out.
It's part of the system that regulates your body.
Imagine. And they have removed. So many people are already dysregulated. Kai. God have mercy. God have mercy. So he does nothing without a reason. Everything is balanced. He looked at what the creator said, it is good. Praise the Lord. Now, I'm trying to make sense of all this. He said, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now walketh. You know, God is also walking. The God that walketh to you. Satan is also walking. What is he walking in? In the children, to produce disobedience. Disobedience is not, I'm not going to do. Disobedience, you can be a very fine disobedient child. Very articulate guy. You know, daddy, that is not smart. It's not modern. You can understand daddy. Okay. But there's how you wangle your way out. And God is looking at you. You are a child of disobedience. So this scripture, the way Pastor Dele was speaking this morning, so you don't select what you want from the Bible. I said, this one, I don't want it. This Psalm is not, it should not be in the Bible. How many of you have read the book of Songs of Solomon? Kai Kabashetai, Karamantoka. Only spiritual men can read it. If you're a carnal-minded man, your brain and your emotions will go, your fuse will blow. I used to wonder, how can spiritual men put this in the Bible? The first day I had an expository teaching on the Songs of Solomon, because only Holy Ghost could have written this thing. Praise God. Amen. Am I still in church? Am I still born again? Yeah, praise God. Hallelujah. So these are things we are disobedient because once we take a position that is anti the position of God, you are already a disobedient child. God said, go in, I've given you the land. The 10 spies came and said, we are not able to. That was disobedience. So every time you see a promise in the Bible and you look at it, I say, it's not for us. You have become a disobedient child. Because you have not believed the word of the Lord. Go and ask them in the Old Testament. When the Lord brings a word and you don't believe, it comes with consequences. Praise God. And so you have to learn to build up yourself in your most holy faith. What did the Bible say you should do? Pray in the Spirit. Listen to me. This tongue you are saying, there are different tongues though, and different levels. There's your normal tongue. It is a tongue. Praise God. But graduate your tongue and enter another level. Amen. There's a tongue for prayer. I found that all of you, when they say, let us pray, when there's no scripture, you start praying in tongues. You don't know what to say. Just pray in the Spirit. Praise God. Because they lie to you that when you pray in your understanding, that Satan hears it. Who told you? You are a spiritual man. So if I use Yoruba to pray, who told you that Satan hears it? Was I talking to him? I wasn't talking to him. So what makes you think you understand? Amen. The reason why many of you pray in tongues when you say, let us pray, is because you do have scriptures to bring forth. You can't remember promises. Amen. So let us pray for Nigeria. Because there is nothing coming to you. We move prayer about Nigeria. Nothing. So the Holy Ghost is not reminding you because you have not taken time to study for him to bring it to your remembrance. So as far as he is concerned, you have been walking in disobedience without even realizing it. Because you've been spending time on some other things than spending time on those things. Hallelujah. I can speak on disobedience, but that's not where I was going to tonight. Tonight, I want to speak about one aspect. I have 12 minutes. I'll just mention it and I will pass. Your mind. Everybody tell your mind. Listen to me. Nobody understands what God created. We only observe it and use it. Amen. Your soul is not your mind. Are you hearing me? Your soul is your person. Do you hear me? It is psychologist, human reasoning that made the soul the mind. That is not revelation of God. Revelation of God, I said, when God created man and breathed into him, what did he become? He became a living soul. So you are a soul. The Bible says the soul that sinneth shall die. It's not the mind that sinneth. It's the soul. So your person, the one they call you, that they named you, when they were naming you in the day of your naming ceremony, they were naming a soul. Am I communicating to you? But that soul has all kinds of facilities that, like I said, you don't even understand how they work. It has even been discovered, sir, that the Bible says that, is it bitterness or something? It says it causes rottenness of the bones. That's arthritis. And if you can deal with bitterness, the arthritis will cure. What is the relationship with bitterness and arthritis? He who made it said that is how it's supposed to be. I don't know. Praise God. Am I communicating? Your mind is one of the most potent. Because basically that is what directs what goes on around here. Do you know that you don't see with your eyes? Do you know that you don't hear with your ears? Do you know that you don't touch? All your five senses do not operate by seeing yourself. You see with your mind. Are you aware of that? No, I can be looking at you and not see you. Yes, I can be looking at you and say, that pastor is looking at me. My mind is elsewhere. See something? Has that not happened to you? They say you are absent. So what we are looking at, you say, I'm looking. I'm not seeing you. You see with mind because basically, this is just simply gets information around and converts, and the mind is the one that sees it. So, look at Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 17. Why did Paul have to write Ephesians 1? When he said, I want to pray. Look at Ephesians 1, 17. This was his prayer, that the God of glory,
The God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. One. Next verse. That what?
Blind Bartimaeus' story was not put in the Bible by accident. That man's story was a prophetic type of you and I. Because many of us, we go to God and ask God for things we don't need. When we are still blind. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened. When it is enlightened, you will know. It didn't say you will see. You will know. Do you know what destroyed Adam? The Bible says the wife went there. Did she look? No, the Bible says she saw. She was not looking, she saw. That the thing was good. What was going on? She was processing information in her mind. She was seeing something else. She was not seeing the fruit. She was interpreting what was going on. Her mind was conjoined pictures and imaginations. She saw that it was good for food. And a fruit that is able to make a person wise. She began to see it. Do you remember Brother Elijah? Aaron's brother Elijah. That Jezebel sent a word. Say, if by this time tomorrow, I don't have your head. And the Bible said, and Elijah saw it. He didn't run, he saw. Praise God. The man had it, but it was not the hair, it was the seed. He began to tap. You see, he saw the way Jezebel caught him. He saw the way Jezebel ordered them to take his head off. He saw the something go like that. He saw his head roll on the ground. The man just took off. So God said, guard your heart. Because with all diligence. Why? What controls your destiny is not your father or your mother. Hello? It's not Ogun Idile. It is where? Your heart. Because out of that heart proceed forces that will shape your tomorrow. I don't know whether I'm making sense. Am I making sense? Is it making sense? I'm believing God that it's making sense. So if you don't learn how to guard that heart and prevent things that should not enter from entering, you are undone. So Paul prayed that they will open the eyes of your understanding. And when those eyes are opened, you will understand. Knowledge will come in. Praise God. Because what killed us was knowledge. What will heal us and deliver us is what? Is knowledge. I don't know where you both got it that it was apple that they ate. I don't know. But they ate a fruit. Amen. And when your eyes open, you will know what is the hope of his calling. You will know what the riches of the glory of his inheritance, which he has in the saints. The reason why people backslide is because they don't know these things. That's why people don't grow, because they don't know. They don't know. How many of you have attended convocation before? Convocation. Yeah, I know you're okay. You have attended, praise God. In my undergrad, I went for my convocation. There was one very small girl. College of Mercy. She cleared all the prices. Then I was asking myself, what did I come to do in school? Is it not the same age we both have? What did I spend my 5 years doing in school? This small girl just cleared everything. I said, if I have my way, sir, 100 level, all of them should come for convocation and see how they honor people who get first class. If I had watched it, maybe I would have not wasted my time. I would have come out with a first class too. Praise the Lord. Some of you are not saying amen. I only do beat me.
Some of you, I did not know I came from a background where our boys normally sit at the back. We come late, we sit at the back. Were you like that in school? We don't listen to teacher. We don't take notes. We don't care. All the Efikos sit in front. Like all these Efikos, they sit in front. But we are sure we sit at the back. And when the exam comes, it's as if we are not in class. Praise God. Are you with me? And I went for one interview. And the man interviewing me looked at my results, O levels, did everything. Asked me certain questions the way I answered. And he looked up and asked him, why did you not make a first class in school? Nobody had ever asked me that kind of question. I was shocked. I was embarrassingly shocked. I was like, I could tell I was chasing fellowship. I was running to and fro, doing ministry. I didn't have time. I told my nephews, I will play ball. I will go for practice 5 a.m. I will get to back from around 7 o'clock, take my bath, eat beans and bread. 8 o'clock lecture, I will sleep till around 11. I will just get to class, exam. I said, when did they teach us this morning? Exam more. What bailed me out was Holy Ghost. I said, Holy Ghost, you know I fumbled. Help me. What do I write? And thoughts will come, I will just put, me only by F, but me only by A. Amen. And I struggled through school. So when the man asked me, why didn't you make a first class? I was embarrassed. That can anybody just motorola and meet me? That is not, those are not for our boys. There was a particular guy in our class. We did a test. All of us, so, the best student among us scored 6 over 20. He scored 20-20. So we went to meet the lecturer that he should do the test for us again. He said, what about that your colleague that scored 20? We said he's not in our class. the class members, we know ourselves. That boy, we know not where he came from. Are you with me, church? Am I complicated? My time has gone and I've not said what I want to say. Now, and the riches of the glory of inheritance, verse 19, hear this. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power? Because if your eyes are not enlightened, you can't walk in power. It's not possible because you don't know. We can ram this thing down your throat, you still will not help you. Because the fundamental thing that must happen has not taken place here, which is the opening of your eyes. And that eyes is the gateway to your mind. Listen to me. Pastor Ogi was saying it this morning, right? Said the Old Testament, the Holy Ghost will just come upon you, grab you, and he will suspend your faculty and will just start using you to talk. How do we know? Remember, so Samuel told you, say, when you go and you will meet these prophets, and the Spirit will rest upon you and your prophesy. And as he joined them, the Spirit rested and he prophesied and prophesied until he passed the front of the garrison of the Philistines. The man was prophesying. I call him a Pentecostal prophesier. Was a Pentecostal. The same thing happened to Brother David, and David went to take that garrison. The reason why the Holy Ghost rests upon people is for war. You don't rest for you come and speak in tongues. You think they baptize you with the Holy Ghost to just speak in tongues. They anointed you for war. That's why you need to be conversant with his movements in the Old Testament. And the Bible says the Spirit rests upon Samson. And the one went to carry gates. And raised it from foundation. And raised up the hill. My God, what kind of spirit is that? I've seen mad people, but I've not seen that kind of operation. Amen. You don't know Holy Ghost. You don't know Holy Ghost. I'm trusting God that he will reveal more about him to me. But when you know, when you understand, see, you cannot do, in the New Testament, it's now different. Because he needs your cooperation for him to move. Why did they call it the working of miracles? Miracles are worked. You must understand the dynamic and the mechanisms and how it plays out. A man of God said in a vision,
He saw a woman coming. He was ministering. He saw a woman coming with an umbrella from the rain and said certain things and dropped the umbrella. And as he turned, the power of God moved. That was what he saw in the dream. When he came to the real life, it was raining as he saw. And he attempted to move into the spirit and nothing happened. Then he realized that was not what I saw. So he started preaching. And he made that lady came in as he saw it and dropped the something. He just said, spirit, move. And the spirit began to move. You need to see it. Just like, as I see my father walk, he saw something. You don't just go, yes, we thank God for faith. Father, I just trust God. Yes, let us start with that. Is that okay? Don't wait for the day they give you dream. They have not given me dream. I can't walk. That's a lying spirit. Pray in faith. Pray for the sick. Hallelujah. And the Bible says the prayer of faith shall heal the sick. Because it's called the healer. We trust him. But when you want to move into ministry operation, it's a different ballgame. I told one of my sons, he put together a program in Akumba. I'm rounding up. And yeah, they fasted, they prayed. The person that wanted to come did not come. So they had to bring a brother to come and minister. And when the brother ministered, they were expecting one explosion that the whole Akumba would shake to the foundation. And nothing happened. And he came to me, was dejected, disappointed. I said, my son, faith is different from anointing. When a man is walking in faith, it may happen, it may not happen. But when a person is standing in an office, it must happen. The brother that came and tried his best, people got born again. To try, you are learning. That does not mean you will not do it again. Hallelujah. You keep on doing it until one day the spirit will rest. Are you with me? Are you with me, church? But above all, the issue tonight, God must clear your mind. The programming in your mind is working against you. Your eyes are still blind. Remember that man that came to Jesus to be healed. And Jesus touched him. And said, can you see? He said, I see men but like trees. He couldn't see clearly. And Jesus touched him the second time. There was a man Jesus touched once. There was a man Jesus touched two times. And there was a man that Jesus never touched. But said, according to your faith. It's called blind Bartimaeus. I won't forget him. He's my good friend. My good friend. Jesus knew he was blind. But he said, what will you have me do? So when he said, Jesus, he said, I'm here. Jesus, he said, what will you have me do? I just want to praise you. He said, yeah, continue praising. Amen. Then you now come and say, I don't know why anointing is not flowing. Because you did not ask for it. You say, Lord, I just want to praise you. So many of you will sing like that. Lord, I just want to praise you. We just want to worship you. Just want to praise. And Jesus will be waiting, when will you worship? And that's what he will say for 1 hour. I want to. You think Jesus doesn't understand English? I want to is not the same thing I am worshiping. It's not the same thing. You don't say, Lord, I worship you. It's nonsense. It doesn't mean nothing. Hello? You come before a cabinet and say, Baba, we praise you, God. The Bible will be waiting, yeah, praise me, I'm book of praise him. After I will say, my labor boy crowed up on the problem. Amen. People don't understand. You must begin to understand these things. When you come there, Arubu Ojo, Eyinim, Bata, I don't know how they say that. That is what they call worship. That's what they call praise. You are the one whose hand is like fire. You are the one whose something is this. You are the one who rolls the waters back. You are praising him. You are calling into remembrance the great things he has done. Even while you are talking, your own head will be swelling. Faith will be rising in your heart. Amen. I can talk on. But I want us to bow our heads to pray. Just one prayer tonight. Like the blind Bartimaeus, that I may see. Paul said that, because when you see, you will know what is the exceeding greatness of his power. You need to know. I don't know because I can't see. My mind cannot yet comprehend the power. And now that power it can be deployed. Or how to deploy the power. You must know how that power can be deployed.
You must be able to see it. You must be able to do it. Peter and John came in that at the beautiful gate and said to the man, "Silver and gold I have none." Because their mind could see. Said, "What I have, I will give." Their minds have been able to conceptualize it. Their mind has been able to visualize it. Their mind has been able to complete the act. They just executed what they saw. You must begin to see. You must begin to see. You have to see. Because without sight, you are completely shut down. You can't unleash the power of God. You have to see. You have to see. You have to see. Lord, I want my sight, that the eyes of my understanding be enlightened. This is my prayer tonight, that the eyes of my understanding. When you see, you will act. When you see, you will walk to the blind man and say, "Will you like to see?" You will walk to the lame and say, "Will you like to walk?" Because you are speaking from a position of knowledge. You know beyond know. You know beyond any conviction that God is going to act. You are not doubting, because you have come to the place where you can see. Lord, I want to see. That was a prayer of blind Bartimaeus. I want to see. Lord, make me see. Help me to see. Imbre kosa braho shataye kata. Rimalino braho sekete le kanta. Rimalamo brude se krumano sataga dene mon. Ende imbraho sengre mondre kedegeshe. Prego sombre lembra mane se kembra mandish. Zembre mosso conte. Cantondre nenandro dobo shataya. Imbre bossa bremenos. That I may see. You are limited by the environment in which you live in. You are limited by the environment in which you were raised. You have been living a life fashioned by the princes of this world. Princes have fashioned you with wisdom. They have made sure that you will never see. They have made sure that you will never know what God has in mind for them that love Him. That is their desire. That is their program. That is their agenda. They have made their minds up to confuse you and make you remain in the dark. You are completely in the dark, oblivious of what has been freely given to you. Lord, I'm praying and asking that I will see. I want to see. I want to see. I want to see, Lord. Open the eyes of my understanding. Imbre posubre nene mosta. Choir, come on. Open the eyes of my eyes, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. Lord, I want to see. I want to see. Ingre bobo bo janem ranende tozo supreke de bush. Let me take this. One more time. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. This is a prayer.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord.
Sing, open the eyes.
Open the eyes of my heart.
I want to see.
I want to see you.
I want to see you.
I want to see.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. It's a prayer that I'm making tonight.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord.
Open the eyes.
Open the eyes of my heart.
I want to see.
I want to see you.
I want to see you, God.
I want to see.
Just to see you high and lift you up.
To see you high and lift it up.
Shining in the light of your
shining in the light of your glory.
Pour out your
Beloved, the Father of Lights is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech will by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit enjoy the Spirit.